Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me,
around for me, around for me,
it's turning around. I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
If I stand strong and believe.
There's no reason to doubt.
I know he's working it out.
And it's turning around. The good news. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning me. And sooner or later, turn in my favor.
Turning things around for each and every one of us.
God bless you. We're so blessed to be back on the broadcast today. Welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founder and host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Lowry. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apology. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Read out the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns, and early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And it's a corporate prayer where each and every one of you are invited to come out and pray. We're normally on there for 30, 35 minutes as the Lord see fit. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334, and it's for all of the segments. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail any prayer requests or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and Twitter at New Destiny 54. Listen online also at www.newdestinyministry.com to hear our archived messages. We appreciate and are so thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, the powerful word of God with each of you, Evangelist Adrian Bernard and me, Sister Ruby, that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. And with that, we ask y'all to pray God's will, continue will for this broadcast. So without further ado, I see our speaker for the hour that's on. We're so excited to have him on. You know, he's been on a good while. He's part of this family of New Destiny Ministry, a time of reflection. And he's anointed. He's a prophet. As the Lord would lead him, he only give you what the Lord say give you. And we love him and we appreciate him. We just thank the Lord for Prophet Michael Davis. Always for Ministry of Michael, and he's coming from Vacaville, California. God bless you, man of God, and you can open up with prayer as the Lord leads you. Prophet Michael.
Praise the Lord. God bless everyone who's on the line in Jesus' holy name. Father in heaven, we thank you right now in Jesus' holy name, for without you we can do nothing. We thank you for the opportunity to speak to your people and even to hear from heaven. Father, because there's nothing we can do without an instruction, without you ordering our steps. We cannot do it on our own. You instructed us in your word. In all thy ways to acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path, that we are not to be wise in our own eyes, but fear the Lord and to depart from evil. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We bind you. We cast you out. We command you to go in the authority of the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. Jesus, we ask you to speak to us. We ask for your anointing. We ask for your blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, that for without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So we ask you to come in and do this work, to teach this message, to preach this message, to inform, instruct, and guide your people by your word. For that's what you promised you would do. Now help Michael to get out of the way. I must decrease, that you would increase. For thy glory, for thy honor, and for thy name's sake, be glorified, O God, even in the midst of thy people. Take away every hurt, pain, heal today, deliver, set free, break every chain, destroy it because of the anointing. We can't do anything without the anointing, Father. Thank you for your anointing coming over this line even now for the glory and the honor of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You said in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning our lives. Now we love you because you first loved us, and there was nothing that we did, but you first chose us. For if you had not chose us, we could not be saved. For none can come to you except they first be drawn by your Spirit. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for eternal life. And we thank you for what you're going to do today. Thank you for speaking to your people. Thank you for giving that one the answer who has been praying and need an answer from God. And God, you are the answer in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. So, Father, we worship you in spirit and in truth, for you seek it such to worship you. And now have your way, Lord. Have your way. Do what seemeth right in thine own eyes. Do what pleases you, Lord, to bless your people, to deliver your people, to set your people free. For therefore you have come. For this cause was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now we give you glory, honor, and praise for doing it today in Jesus' name. Thank God and amen. My God from glory, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost now. Without the Holy Ghost, you can't do nothing. I'm telling you, in Jesus' name, when the Holy Ghost comes, he takes over. There's nothing you need to do except follow the Holy Spirit. And he will order your steps. He will order your steps. When the Holy Ghost comes, he takes over because he's God. Amen. It's for you to surrender and submit yourself to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will then take over. If we get out of the way, we'll see mighty things happen. We'll see miracles, signs, and wonders. That's what he said in his word. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. In the name of Jesus, they shall cast out devils. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Glory to God. And even the dead shall be raised in the name of Jesus. And they will speak in new tongues. That's the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus today. Get your Bibles. We're going. And your iPads and your iPhones and your notepads, your laptops. We're going to the book of Judges. Judges chapter 7. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for this liberty. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. In Judges chapter 7, you're going to see some of your Bibles will have the title, The Defeat of the Midianites. The Midianites were people who God actually turned the children of Israel over to because of some disobedience that they had operated in. And so God said, I'm going to turn you over to the Midianites for 7 years. And what happened is that for 7 years, when the harvest would come up, the Midianites would steal the harvest from the children of Israel. We're still talking about ordering our steps, but watch how God weaves this in so you can understand what God is doing and about to do for the glory of God in Jesus' name. The Midianites would steal the harvest when it came up for 7 years and left the children of Israel in famine, broke, busted, disgusted, living on lack, not abundance. God always promised his people that they would have an ample supply, a supply of more than enough. And so you see one of the reasons why it's not happening. One is disobedience, and then there is an enemy who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The Midianites in this case represent the enemy to steal the harvest every time it came up for 7 long years. The Midianites would steal the harvest of the children of Israel, leaving them with nothing. I got some glory. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So I give glory and honor and praise to Jesus. I thank God for Evangelist Bernard. I thank God for Sister Ruby. Sister Ruby, is it okay if I go ahead and teach?
Yes, that's the blood. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. Glory to God. I just wanted to make sure I was in order. Amen. I thank God for Evangelist Bernard and Sister Ruby and the work that God is doing on this line in Jesus' name. Now, concerning Judges chapter 7, we're going to start in verse 5. The Midianites had stolen from them. The children of Israel had found themselves with nothing after sowing for many years and not reaping a harvest. And some of you may be in a similar situation saying, God, what's going on in my life? What's happening in my life? I've been sowing, but yet I haven't reaped the harvest. I've been doing all that I know to do, giving my tithes, giving my offerings, sowing special seed to destroy the works of the enemy, sowing into this ministry, sowing into that ministry, giving but not yet receiving, and not receiving what your word says that you would make me 1,000 times more than I am, Deuteronomy 11 and 1. So then we see the difficulty here. Now, if it's sin, you have to repent from sin. Because what we're dealing with today, we're going to ask God to bring forth that harvest that has been lingering out there and in some cases been stolen by the Midianites. And in the spirit realm, the Midianites would be the devil, the enemy, the one that comes to devour that which God has intended for you to receive. Glory to God. That's one of the names of the enemy, is the devourer. So today, the purpose is to cancel the strategy, schemes, and plans of the devourer so that you can now receive your rightfully due harvest from the seeds that you have planted and sown over the last 7 years. Ha! Glory! Glory to God, my God, and that's going to be a bountiful harvest. So that's why the plans of the enemy and the schemes of Satan and the schemes of the Midianites, they have to be defeated. They have to be destroyed in order for us to legally receive our harvest that rightly belongs to us, and only that can be done through Jesus Christ. So in verse 5, we pick it up in Judges chapter 7 on this wise. And this is God choosing the 300 on how he's going to destroy the Midianites. So he brought down the people unto the water, and the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth up the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink. God brought the people down to the water to prove them, to test them, to try them, to see what manner of people they were. And the water, of course, speaks of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will prove you to see what manner of person you are. Are you going to be willing and obedient? And if you are, you will eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, the word of God says in Isaiah 1 and 19 or 1 and 18, then you shall be destroyed. So the water is the proving ground, glory to God, by the Holy Spirit, of what manner of person you really are. Are you completely saturated and submitted to the water, the Holy Spirit? Because that's the proving ground and the testing ground to see what kind of individual you are. Are you a true follower of Christ? And if you are, the water will test you and prove that you are truly a child of the living God, according to the word of God and by the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. And so as we read on in verse 5, everyone that lappeth up the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, him shall thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink. Verse 6, and the number of them that lapped putting their hand to their mouth were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lap will I save you and deliver the Midianites into thine hand. What God is saying, it seems like that at first Gideon started with 32,000 men. But God is saying that that's too many. And some of you saying, well, this is all that I have. Glory to God. and you're saying that all I have is this or all I have is that, God is going to do for you like he did with Gideon. He's going to take what you have in your hand and still give you the victory in that thing that you are pursuing from Jesus. And the thing that you're trying to accomplish, you're saying, well, I don't have enough. I've counted everything, and I've counted the cost, and I've counted the expenses, and everything doesn't line up, and it doesn't add up. They're saying I need more, but God is saying that with what you have, I'm going to take what you have and still give you the victory. Why? Because God is the God of multiplication. He can take not enough and make it more than enough. Glory to God. Sometimes we look to say, well, Lord, I need this amount or that amount. And sometimes we think we don't have enough. And God told Gideon, he said, you have 32,000 men, and I'm not going to give you the victory with this many men, because if I give you the victory with this many men, you'll say, well, it was my might, and it was my power, and it was my authority that got me this victory. So sometimes God will let you get down to a small amount. Why? Because he's planning to give you the victory with the very thing you have remaining in your hand. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is the God of multiplication. We see it in the Gospels where there was a young boy that had 2 fish and 5 loaves. And Jesus before him was 5,000 men, the Bible says, beside the women and the children. And it appeared that they didn't have enough. They just had 2 fish and 5 loaves. But God is the God of multiplication. Jesus took the 2 fish and the 5 loaves. He lifted it up to heaven and he blessed it. Glory to God. And he gave it to the disciples. And as the disciples gave it to the people, it began to multiply literally in front of their face. And after they fed the 5,000 people, including the women and the children, they took up 12 baskets full, left over, remaining. Glory to God. God can take what you have and multiply it and make it more than enough in the name of Jesus. No weapon that formed against you shall prosper. We thank God for his miracle working power. All he do is ask you, only believe. Only believe. He may not explain to you how he's going to do it. He may not explain to you the way he's going to do it. But he simply tell you, only believe. I'm going to restore unto you the years that the locust, the palmer worm, the caker worm, the caterpillar, that great army that he sent. He said, I'm going to restore those years unto you that you lost. And your vats shall be full of wine and full of oil. Glory to God. Because God is the God of restoration. He will not let his people be ashamed, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, there's no defeat in heaven. And since there's no defeat on heaven, in heaven, as we are, so is he. And so if Jesus is in us, and he's also residing in heaven at the same time, amen, he's in heaven at the same time, he's in earth at the same time, in us, glory to God, there's no defeat in heaven, so there can be no defeat in us. We have nothing but victory. We walk from victory to victory to victory to victory. We cannot lose with the stuff that we use. And the stuff that we use is the name of Jesus. And the Word of God tells us that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Give him the glory. My God from heaven.
Hallelujah. Woo!
From glory. I thank God for Jesus. I thank him for the Holy Ghost and power. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and them that dwell therein. In other words, everything belonged to God. The houses, the cars, the dealerships, the banks, the cattle on 1,000 hills. It all belongs to God. And all that cattle on 1,000 hill, God don't eat hamburger, but we do. Hello, somebody. Glory. Glory to God. So as I continue reading, we see where God chose the 300. And in verse 7 he says, and the Lord said unto Gideon, watch this, and the Lord said unto Gideon in verse 7, Judges chapter 7, verse 7, and the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lap will I save you and deliver the Midianites into thine hand. Glory to God. Watch this. And the Lord said unto Gideon, By the 300 men that lap will I save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand. The Midianites are the enemy, represent the enemy that stole from you your harvest. That's why it's not in your hand. See, when the harvest comes, it's not just a blessing to bless you. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he added no sorrow with it. Glory to God. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord, he maketh rich, and he added no sorrow with it. Now, what that means is that it's not just enough for you, but it's enough for you to be blessed and to be a blessing. You will begin to change your prayers and begin to pray, Lord, what do you want me to sow? Where do you want me to give? How much do you want me to give? To this ministry or to that ministry. Lord, show me who you want me to be a blessing to. See, it'll change your scope and your spectrum of things because God has blessed you so that you can be a blessing to various ministries whatsoever God ordains and just simply obey him. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 8. So the people took victuals in their hand and their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of Israel, every man unto his tent, and retained those 300 men. And the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. They were up on a hill. The enemy was beneath them in the valley. Amen. We're the head and not the tail. We're above only and not beneath. Amen. So the enemy was beneath them in the valley. Verse 9. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, talking about Gideon, arise, get thee down unto the host, for I have delivered it into thy hand. Now, this is before the battle, and God tells him, go down to the enemy's camp, and he tells him, I've already delivered the enemy into your hand. The enemy who has been stealing your harvest. Specifically, these Midianites in this case were on an assignment to steal the harvest for 7 years. So they had all of the bounty, in other words, all of their stuff was with them, because when they traveled, they took it with them. So they took all of their stuff with them, and they were beneath them in the valley. And God speaks to Gideon and says, now I want you to get up and go to the camp of the Midianites, glory to God, for I have delivered it into your hand. When God tells you something to do, when he gives you an instruction, when he orders your steps to do something, the reason he's telling you to do it, because you already have victory, but he wants you to participate in the victory, so he gives you an instruction so you can see the mighty power of God to turn your circumstance or situation from where it is to where he wants it to be. Give him the glory. Thank you, Jesus. My God from heaven.
Thank you.
My. I'm over here shouting, my God from glory. God is so good. I'm telling you, this thing is going to be destroyed today. We believe it by faith, and we take it in the authority of the name of Jesus. We take authority over the Midianites, the ones that have tried to hold captive our harvest, that we have sown for years and have not seen it. And we've been questioning God. God, where's my harvest? I've been sowing it. The Midianites have stolen it. God, deliver the Midianites into my hand so I can get my stuff back that rightfully belongs to me according to your word in the name of Jesus. So I can be a blessing to the kingdom of God and get the gospel out all over the country and all over the world in Jesus' name so that souls can be saved. And that's the purpose for the blessing. Not just for you to buy big houses and big cars and all that, boats and yachts and all of that stuff. I mean, it's okay to have that, but you have to focus on the kingdom of God, getting the word of God out all over the world. Why? So that people can be saved. Why? So that people can go to heaven, glory to God, when they die. So we can populate heaven and depopulate hell. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And so verse 10. But if thou fear to go down to the camp of the Midianites, go with Purah thy servant down to the host, and thou shalt hear what they say, and afterwards shall thy hands be strengthened to go down unto the host. Then went he down with Purah his servant unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host. Verse 12. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers for a multitude. And their camels were without number as the sand by the sea. He's telling you they had so many camel, so much stuff, that it was like sand when you go to the beach. Can you count the sand that's on the beach? No, that's how many it was. That's how much stuff they had. It looked like sand, glory to God, by the sea or on the beach. My God, that's a lot of stuff. That's a lot. I mean, that's an abundance. That's what it looked like when they looked at it from on the hill where they were, and they looked down into their camp in the valley. It looked like sand stretched across the beach. My God from heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine your inheritance? Somebody been storing up your inheritance and your harvest for 7 years. What would it look like? Well, God has given you a picture of what it looks like. My God. Only believe. If you can only believe, then you shall receive. My God from heaven. God is not talking small here. I mean, that's not a little stuff. That's a lot of stuff. Glory to God. And it's for the kingdom of God. And the enemy got it. Give me my stuff, devil, in the name of Jesus. Loose it and let it go. I command you in Jesus' name. Okay, verse 13. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow and said, behold, I dream a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian and came unto a tent and smote it that it fell over and turned it over, that the tent lay long. Verse 14. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel, for into his hand had God delivered Midian and all the host. What God is saying is this. He's going to allow you to hear the enemy tell you, man, you blessed. You above only, not beneath. Seem like you got everything is going on for you. Before you even got the victory, God is going to let you hear the enemy tell you. Now, this was the Midianites that he gave a dream to, that God gave a dream to. That's why God told the Midianites to go on down to the camp, glory to God. And when he went down into the camp, he heard the story of what happened with the Midianites, glory to God. And as he heard the story of the dream being given, glory to God, by the person in the camp of the Midianites. Glory to God. He was saying that I had a dream that a barley loaf, glory to God, that a barley loaf had rolled into the camp of the Midianites. And as that barley loaf rolled into the camp of the Midianites, it turned over our tents, glory to God. And the tent lay long. In other words, it was stretched out flat, glory to God. And the other man that heard the dream said, this is nothing except the sword of Gideon, glory to God. In other words, God was telling Gideon through these men who were the enemy, the Midianites, that God had already given him the victory and given the Midianites a dream that they were going to be defeated. And I believe it's that way right now in the name of Jesus that God is revealing to the enemy. You can't defeat my children. You can't defeat my people. I've already given them the victory. Remember the cross, devil. You were defeated at the cross when the blood of Jesus was shed. Victory had taken place at that time. It was over 2,000 years ago. Loose my people's blessing and let them go in the name of Jesus. That's why God can say, I will restore unto you the years that the locust and the palmer worm and the canker worm had eaten up. He can tell you, I will restore you, because victory was already granted at the cross. When Jesus went to the cross, it was not just for salvation, it was also for restoration. Yeah, God knew that you were going to need to be restored because of the Midianites that would try to steal your harvest. God knew that you would need restoration even 2,000 years after he went to the cross. But the victory has already been granted, and all we got to do is agree with God that he will restore unto us the years
the years that the locust, the cankerworm, the pommel worm, the caterpillar had eaten up, we claim our restoration today in the name of Jesus. Give him glory.
Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo. Give him glory. Woo! Give him glory. Give him glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the restoration. Thank you for doing it. Thank you in the name of Jesus. We're your children. We wait patiently on you. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will walk and not faint. Thank you. Yeah! Woo! Woo! I love the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
And we go on with the story. Now we over here in verse 15. Thank you, Jesus. And it was so, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped and returned into the host of Israel, and said, Arise, for the Lord hath delivered into your hands the host of Midian. Now you got to understand what that means, saints. He said, Arise, for the Lord hath delivered into your hand, hath done it, past tense, hath already done it, hath already given. Now they had not even went to battle. They have not even went down to do anything yet. They have not lifted up a foot yet. They've done nothing except went to spy on the camp and heard the dream that God had given them to tell and to declare that God has already given you the victory. And I'm declaring over your life right now in the name of Jesus that God has already given you the victory. You may not see it right now. You may not see it today. But I'm declaring unto you, as God ordered the steps of Gideon and Korah to go down unto the camp of the Midianites to hear the report of what God had given them a dream regarding, that the sword of Gideon, which came in the form of a barley loaf, had defeated us. Then Gideon with Purah went back into the camp to repeat what the word of the Lord was, even through the enemy. Oh, my God. I'm not telling you to listen to what your enemy's got to say, but there are some times when God will even say, oh, you think you so blessed. You think you so anointed. That's the devil talking, but the devil already know you are anointed. The devil know that you blessed. Why? Because Jesus has already defeated him up on the cross. In other words, what am I telling you? You got the victory in Jesus' name. It's already yours. Glory. Woo! My. I'm trying to be dignified. But see, when this thing becomes personal, you got to let it out this way. When the Midianites been stealing from you, like they've been stealing from me, God said, look, son, I'm going to give you the victory over the Midianites. Not just I'm going to give you victory over them, but you're going to totally defeat them. Now, the way you defeat a people is you have to take out their king. The king is the strong man that it talks about in the Gospels. He said, how can you spoil a strong man's house except you first bind the strong man, then you can spoil his goods. The strong man is the king of that house, or the king of that territory, or the king of that region. Amen? Glory to God. So God, as we will see what God has done. But I'm telling you, I'm declaring unto you, in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, you already have the victory.
Hallelujah.
You don't see it right now. It may not even be in your hands right now. But I am declaring unto you, as God has ordered the steps of Gideon, he's going to order your steps to hear. And you're hearing it today because God has ordered your steps to be on this line. And you're hearing it today. You have the victory. You don't have to go get the victory. The victory is not already coming, but you presently, currently, already have the victory. You didn't see it yet.
You say, well, I need a car. I don't see a car. You already have the victory. I need my rent paid. I need my mortgage paid. I need bills paid. I got things that I need to pay. You got the victory.
All right.
Look, my children, glory to God, they need school clothes for next year. They need, glory to God, shoes and glory to backpacks. And they need things. I have needs. Where is my harvest? The Midianites have stolen it. But God is saying, I've given you the victory. Glory to God. You may not see it, but that's why I'm sending this message, to tell you. You got the victory. You don't have to worry no more. It's already done. We call those things that be not as though they were. God has ordered our steps to go down to the potter's house, to hear his word, to tell us that we have the victory in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We have it. It's ours. We possess it because God has said it. And God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, he shall do it. If he spoke it, he shall bring it to pass. Oh, my word shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that thing whereunto I sent it. Woo! Glory to God. God cannot lie. Glory to God. You have the victory. You have the victory. Fear, doubt, unbelief, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I cast you out, and I command you to go in the authority of the name of Jesus. You said, Lord, in your word, you've given us the keys of the kingdom, and that whatsoever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven, and whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Therefore, we loose all the things, the years that the Midianites have stolen, the harvest, the years. And some of you have been going without for so long, you don't even realize it's been stolen from you. You don't realize it. You've been budgeting lack. You've been taking what you have and say, well, I'm going to make it through on this. I'm going to make it on this. I'm going to make it on this little bit I got. All along, the Midianites have stolen 7 years of your harvest. And now God is saying, I'm going to loose it. Why? Because I've already told you you have the victory. And if I tell you you have the victory, then you shall see victory because he's Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh means, if you go back in Genesis 22, you'll see it shall be seen. He was talking about Abraham when he told Abraham to take his son Isaac, his only son Isaac, up to Mount Moriah and offer him as a sacrifice there. And when he got there, Abraham said to his son Isaac, Isaac said, where is the sacrifice? And Abraham said, God will provide. You don't hear what I'm saying. God will provide. Now he hadn't seen the provision, but he told his son, God will provide. You got to check your words. You got to make sure you watch what you say. You got to be careful not to speak doubt and negativity. For life and death is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat thereof. Glory to God. So be careful what you say. So we watch and see what Abraham said. He said, God will provide. And then he looked behind him in the thicket after the angel said, no, don't kill the son. Stay your hand, Abraham. Abraham, he called him twice, glory to God, out of heaven. And he said, don't kill the son. And then Abraham looked behind him, and in the thicket there was a ram. It shall be seen. Abraham didn't see it when he said it, but afterwards he saw it. And the meaning of Jehovah Jireh is shall be seen. In other words, God is going to tell you first, then he's going to show you that it's him. Why? Because when he declares and decrees a thing, it's already done. You may not see it yet, but it is there. It is done. It is finished. It is so, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm shouting over here. I know you shouting over there. Hallelujah. Can we just give him a big hallelujah? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is so good. God is so good. He's so good all the time. Now let's go ahead and finish this message up for the glory of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And now, my God from heaven. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know where you at, but it's 94 degrees out here in California. Hello, somebody. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. So now we're at verse 16, Judges chapter 7, verse 16.
So after God told Gideon about the dream, and then he went down to the camp to see the dream, or to hear the dream thereof, and then God, glory to God, had Gideon to go back to the Israel camp and tell them to arise, for the Lord had delivered into your hand the host of Midian. Now verse 16, Judges chapter 7, verse 16. And he divided 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand, with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. Mm-hmm. Verse 17, and he said unto them, look on me and do likewise, and behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, talking about the Midianites' camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. Verse 18, when I blow with a trumpet, and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpet also on every side of all the camp, and say, the sword of the Lord of Gideon. Now, what this speaks of, my dear blessed people, in the name of Jesus, this speaks of an instruction. In order for God to order our steps, usually 100% of the time when he's ordering our steps, there's going to be an instruction that comes along with it. Following
that instruction is going to give you the victory. Now, God said he already had the victory. That is correct. You already have the victory. That is correct, and it is true. However, for God to include us in it, because we're partners with God, amen, we walk together with God in the kingdom of God, you know, as a unity, as a marriage, as a husband and wife, glory to God. We're the bride of Christ. So God will give us an instruction so that we can be included in the victory. Uh-huh. God has already given us the victory. So ordering our steps includes instructions. When you get a cake, and on the back, some of the simple cakes will simply say, step one, get a bowl. Step two, get your cake batter, open the package, pour it into the bowl. Glory to God. Get your eggs, get your butter. Glory to God. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus. Get your milk. Uh-huh. Step three, get a mixer. Mm-hmm. Plug it in. Turn it on to medium speed. Uh-huh. And then go ahead and mix it up. Uh-huh. Step four, turn the oven on to 400 degrees. Ha! In bake mode, not broil. Now, don't be pushing broil, glory to God, but push bake. You got to follow the instructions to get the victory. My God. And so God is going to order your steps. And now all of you who bake and cook, you know that instructions are in sequential order. Mm-hmm. In other words, there's step one, then there's step two, then there's step three, then there's step four. You can't go to step three and then go back to step one. No, just go ahead and follow the steps that God is going to give you, because those steps are going to order your steps into victory. In the name of Jesus, give him glory.
My, I love this. Ho, 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 my God. My soul loves Jesus, my soul loves Jesus, my soul loves Jesus, bless his holy name. Woo, my God. That one was for free. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. look, I'm having so much fun over here because we're defeating the Midianites today, and we're getting our stuff back that they done stole from us for 7 years. They stole our harvest. If you're tuning in late, we're in Judges chapter 7, and now I'm in verse 19. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him, Gideon took 100, and then he sent out the two other 100 to a different part of the camp, came to the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. That's at midnight. Mm-hmm. And they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hand and the trumpets in their right hand to blow withal. They cried, the sword of the Lord in Gideon. Now, they didn't fight. They didn't have to pick up a sword, a bow and arrow, nothing. The only thing they did was blew trumpets and break glass pictures. See, when God gives you an instruction, just follow it, because when he gives you that instruction, he's already set angels in order to do your bidding for you. In other words, to do the work for you. You just follow God's instructions on earth, and he'll take care of the rest. Amen? Verse 21. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the hosts ran and cried and fled. The Midianites ran, they cried, and they fled. All they had to do was follow the steps of the Lord, which are instructions. Glory to God. And the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow. In other words, they start killing theyself. Even throughout all the hosts, and the host fled to Bethshita in Zererath and to the border of Abel-Meholah unto Tabath. And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Naphtali and out of Asher and out of all Manasseh and pursued after the Midianites. My God from heaven. Now, I'm gonna read verse 25, because this is really the conclusion of the matter. The only thing the Holy Ghost had these men to do was to blow trumpets. They never had to engage in battle. You remember the scripture that says, the battle is not yours, but it belongeth unto the Lord. And then you remember what Mary said in John chapter 2, the first miracle that Jesus did, the wedding at Cana of Galilee. She said, whatsoever he tell you to do, do it. Because God is going to order your steps into victory. And that's where we're marching towards. We're marching into victory. We're marching up to Zion, and we got the victory. And we're going into the enemy's camp, and we're taking back what he stole from us. Y'all remember that song? We marching into the enemy's camp, and we taking back what he stole from us, a harvest for the last 7 years. Some of y'all, it's been 14 years. Some of y'all, it's been about 21 years. Glory to God. So we going back to get into the enemy's camp, and we're taking back what he has stolen from us. It's legally ours. It's got our name on it, and he got it. And the devil is a lie. Give me my stuff back in Jesus' name. Glory to God. So in verse 25, as I go into my conclusion and my closing, glory to God in the name of Jesus. This has really been a powerful message, and I just pray that the Holy Ghost has revealed to you what he's saying and doing in your life today in Jesus' name. Verse 25. And they took two princes of the Midianites. These are the leaders of the Midianites. These are the heads of Midianite. They took two of them because they had two heads, them two-headed snakes. Sometimes you're not fighting one snake. See, I'm just going to break this down in the spiritual realm. Sometimes you're not fighting a one-headed snake. Sometimes there is such a thing as a two-headed snake. Go ahead and Google it. Sometimes you're fighting a two-headed snake. Midian was a two-headed snake. He had two heads. But watch what God is going to do to these two heads. Thank you, Jesus. You cut the head off and the body must die. Hey, glory. That's what David did to Goliath, after that stone hit him in the head. But that wasn't it, though. That wasn't all of it. He wasn't finished. He said, I got to take his head off. Why? Because if the head is gone, the body must die. That's it. The body going to be dead. He's not coming back to life at all. The head is gone. Thank you, Jesus, unless he come back in the resurrection, but I don't think he was saved. Hello, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. In verse 25, and they took two princes of the Midianites, Oreb and Zeb, and they slew Oreb upon the rock, Oreb. And Zeb they slew at the wine press. Now, isn't that something? You got the rock and then the wine press. You know what that really talks about? The rock is Jesus, and the wine press is the Holy Ghost. Watch yourself up in here. Woo! They slew Oreb on the rock. That's Jesus. I told you, if you look in the scriptures, you're going to see Jesus, and you're going to see the Holy Ghost throughout the whole Bible. The rock that they slew Oreb, one of the kings on, was Jesus. The rock is Jesus Christ. My God from heaven. That's why Jesus said, upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
And the wine press is the Holy Spirit. It speaks of wine. These men are not drunk as ye suppose. But this is that which the prophet, which Joel the prophet had spoke about. This is the new wine. It's not the old wine, but it's the new wine. Glory to God in Jesus' name. So we see Jesus and the Holy Ghost there. Glory to God. Of Zeb. And pursued Midian. This is verse 25, Judges chapter 7. I'm in conclusion now. And pursued Midian and brought the heads. I told you. He brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon on the other side of Jordan. When you bring the heads of kings to another leader, that is the conclusion of the battle. That is the conclusion of the matter. Glory to God. Amen. Now watch this. I got to read one more thing so you'll know that they just didn't leave empty-handed. Over in the 8th chapter and the 21st verse, I want you to see something, because this is what is ours. This is what belongs to us. What the Midianites had been stealing, remember, they had spread across the valley as sands on the beach. It was a multitude of camels. And in those days, they dressed their camels up. They put a lot of gold around their neck. Glory to God. They put rubies, glory to God, hanging from gold. They put ornaments, glory to God. They put all kind of stuff around the necks of the camels. These were their cars, and they had like leather bags that would go in the middle of the humps, and on each side they had jewels and gold and silver to purchase things as they were on their journey. Okay, so let's look at chapter 8, verse 21. In conclusion, my final conclusion in Jesus' name. Then Zeba and Zemula said, "Rise thou and fall on us, for as the man is, so is his strength." And Gideon arose and slew Zeba and Zemula, and took away the ornaments that were on their camels' necks. I told you. See? They took the ornaments, the gold and all the silver, and they took all the rubies, the big old giant rubies the size of footballs. They took them because they were theirs. They had been stealing from them from 7 years. And God is going to cause us to receive what rightly belongs to us, because he's going to order our steps to what the Midianites, the enemy, has stolen for 7 years, and we will receive our harvest that has been promised to us from our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be his name. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray that the people have heard your word. I pray that they have received your word. I pray that you have given them instruction through this word. And Father, also that not only have they received instruction through this word, but Father, that they would, glory to God, act upon the instructions that you will give them so that they can fully receive the harvest that rightly belongs to them, to bring glory and honor to your name. I rebuke the spirit of fear that would try to come on them and to say that it won't happen to me. But I declare and decree in their life and over their spirit in Jesus' name that it not only shall happen, but it's already happened. It's already done. It's already finished. God has already given the victory. He's not going to give the victory. The victory has already been given. Just because they don't see it, never let them speak against it, but let them speak for it, for the glory of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you the glory. Now loose your angels and send them on assignment according to your will to go get our harvest and bring it to us. Help us to follow your instruction that we may obey your word. Do your will. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I feel a very strong anointing. Is there anyone who needs healing? Glory to God. I believe the anointing of healing is here today. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, those that need to be delivered and set free from anything, the anointing is present to heal, to deliver, and to set free in the name of Jesus. Father, not my will, but thy will be done. For your glory, for the name's sake of Jesus and your people, I pray in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Whew. My God, my God. So right.
Evangelist Bernard. Okay, she's not. That was a word, Prophet Michael Davis.
Glory to God.
Yeah, that was a rhema word, anointed word.
Thank you, Jesus. Woo, hallelujah.
Gotta believe it and order our steps.
That's Woo. It. That's it. We already got the victory. How about that?
Got the victory.
We already got it. Before we see it, we got it.
Woo.
Don't have to wait to see it. It's already ours. Ow! It belonged to us. It's got a name on it. They've been stealing it from us. But the devil is a lie. Huh.
Hey,
glory,
hey,
glory. And be blessed by our praise as we glory in your holy embrace. My God, let your presence, oh God, let your presence now fill this place.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That was the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
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 Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank
you,
Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
My. Oh, I tell you, I done preached myself into deliverance.
Okay, amen. Amen.
Preach myself into deliverance.
We like that. Praise the Lord. He's working.
Yeah.
Woo! Working it out.
Amen, amen, amen. We bless the Lord for that word on today again. Order my steps. Amen. We knew Gideon's steps was ordered by the Lord. And as long as we follow the instructions, as the man of God have already preached. Amen. If we follow the instructions, amen, everything will go according to God's plan, not our plan. Amen. Gideon had his own plan in mind. Amen. But he yielded his will to God's will. And therefore, amen, they were able to conquer. Amen. They were able to achieve the goal that God already had set for him. I thank the Lord for that word. As he was preaching, I was just thinking about when God, when you go and God gives you instructions to go, he's already prepared the way.
Come on.
Amen. All we have to do is stay true. All we have to do is stay focused. Amen. It may not come in that hour, but one thing about God, he's never slow. Ah, he's never missed an appointment. He's never missed an assignment. Amen. He's never missed coming to our rescue, especially when he has given you instructions. Oh, I bless the Lord for that word. That was a good word. Good lesson, Prophet Davis. We certainly appreciate that.
Glory.
Amen. We're going to open up the lines if there's any questions or any comments, anybody need any prayer, amen. Prayer is always essential, amen. So we thank God for that word on today. I'm going to go to Sister Ruby and let her open up the lines. I don't know who to. Amen. God bless you, Sister Ruby.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sister Albertine was the first one on, so we're going to her. Then we'll come back to you. We have quite a few. Albertine. Okay, we'll come. Sister Albertine. Okay, we'll come back to her later. Elder Minister Peggy Jones.
Good evening. Good evening to everyone. My Lord, Evangelist, I'm telling you something. Prophet David,
glory,
I was
glory.
Riding in my car with my children. I have two teenagers. My daughter turned 15 today.
Yes.
My 52-year-old.
Happy birthday.
I will. And we're raising Christians. We're raising Christians. And we were in the car coming home. And I had it on speaker, and I had immediately off the speaker because I had just given my son and my daughter assignment. And one of the assignments, I told them, I said, y'all been reading your Bible, but you've been reading the New Testament. Nobody picked up and read the Old Testament. And I looked at my, I said, now who knows the story about Gideon?
Mm.
And my son said, I know some of it. And he said, I know about the dog and 300. I said, I don't want you piecing together. I said, who knows the story about Gideon?
Yes, yes.
I don't want it pieced together. I want to know if you know the story. But since you spoke out about Gideon, you don't know the story about Gideon. That's your assignment. I need to hand it to me by tomorrow. And I had to immediately take you off a speaker because I didn't want him to cheat.
Yes.
I wanted him to read it for himself, and I wanted him to be able to tell me the story of Gideon. I told him, I said, the biggest problem with our teenager, we'll get a scripture, a New Testament scripture, and we'll take that scripture and we'll run with it. But there's some great stories in the Old Testament, some great stuff in the Old Testament, and I need you to read it. Then I looked at my daughter, and I said, I just said it out loud. I said, now who knows the story about the grasshopper? What does it mean by the grasshopper? And so I said, you know, that grasshopper ain't got nothing. I said, look it up in the Bible. I don't want you Googling it. I want you to do the old school. I want you to lick your fingers and find it.
Mm-hmm.
I told him. And I just wanted to tell you that this is a reverent word for me because I had been giving it in my spirit because I'm telling you what you said to me today. Me and my husband just been talking about this point. That's why giving it in my spirit. We got to learn to follow direction. If he says, I've really just truly been blessed today. I've been blessed because if he's like you said, if he says, turn on bait, don't put on ball. I'm just overwhelmed because this morning my husband and I was talking about getting there and doing it just how God say do it. And then get on this call, and the day before I got on the call, I just told my son to read about Gideon. So I know that was a word for me. I know that was a word for my home. I know that was a word for my husband. I'm going to call my husband. I get out the call, and I'm going to tell him exactly what was said. And then I'm telling him to go on the broadcast and hear for himself.
Evangelist, what I want you to do, you and your husband, when you tell him about this tonight, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. When you get home tonight and you talk to your husband about this and go over the scriptures and everything, I want you guys to hold hands. Mm-hmm. And I want you to face your
front. He works offshore. He's not offshore right now. No, sir.
Okay. Whenever he returns, I want you guys to hold hands.
Mm-hmm.
Face the front door and begin to declare the recovery of 7 years of harvest.
My Lord. Can you hold that? Let me put him on speaker. I'm going to try to add him to the call. Can I add him to the call, Evangelist?
Yeah, you should be able to.
I'm going to go ahead, and when y'all go ahead and go to somebody else, if I get him on the call, I'll get him back, because I want him to hear this for himself.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna go on and call him now.
And we glory. Mm.
Sister Albertine.
He called Boshande.
Hey.
Move on with the next one. We have a few more. I'm not able to stay on the entirety of the day.
Just call them. Sister T.
Barely here.
Can you hear Sister T? It sounds like it's a drum. Okay, we have an unknown caller that I don't have the number. Couldn't find it. 786-2.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Who are we speaking with?
Dee Jones. I'm calling from Florida.
Hey,
okay.
Florida.
Yes, and I had a hard time trying to get your number. I had to keep going back to the website, keep going back about 4 or 5 times. I said, but I'm going to get this number. And then I couldn't see it. I had to ask my granddaughter, hey, help me get this number. So I had a hard time getting it. So I came in on the end of the message. But I enjoyed it.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Dee Jones, down in Florida.
What part of Florida?
Homestead, Florida. Homestead. Way down next to Key West. Uh-huh.
Oh, amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. What I believe the Holy Ghost is giving me to say to you is that you have the authority because you're the grandmother over that family. You have the authority by the anointing of the Holy Spirit to speak over that family and decree over that family the things that God wants accomplished in that family. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like there will be no sickness in our family. Mm-hmm. There will be no high blood pressure in this family. There will be no cancer in this family. There will be blessings and there will be abundance in this family. The children will get great educations. Mm-hmm. They will go on and get a master's degree and PhD degrees.
Thank you.
They will be debt-free. Mando correandere hosatai. They will be debt-free. They will get married, and they will not get divorced. Hokolo korenda. Sakabande kore. Woo! My God, there's an anointing on your life, dear sister. There's an anointing of the Holy Spirit on your life. My God from heaven, you have a clean life. You're a holy person from God. You have the anointing of the Holy Spirit on your life. Glory to God. Whatever you ask God for, He will grant it to you according to His will because you have favor with God.
Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord.
And you can decree these things over your family and they shall surely come to pass.
Thank you, Lord. Holy Ghost, thank you. Thank
says
you.
The Lord God Almighty.
Thank you, Lord.
My
Amen.
God from heaven. You even have a healing anointing.
Yes, Holy Ghost, thank you, Holy Ghost.
My God from heaven. There is a healing anointing on your life. My God from glory. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. My God from glory. What a mighty anointing. What a mighty anointing. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy, holy. God is holy. That's why it's called the Holy Spirit, you know?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, God is so good. Oh, my dear sister, may God multiply you in abundance. May you have so much to be a blessing to whomsoever God will tell you. May you feed them not only naturally, but may you also feed them spiritually.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
How did you
be
hear
blessed,
about
the my sister.
Off of Facebook.
Oh, you one of our friends?
Yes. I've been seeing it. Prime.
Yeah, my name.
Hello?
Give me your full name.
Yes. Okay, Mercy. Mercy is my first name.
M-E-R-C-Y?
Yes, yes, D, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yes. Mercy D. That's
Jones.
Your last name, D?
Jones? Yes, yes.
Okay, well, thank you for tuning in, Sister Jones. We certainly appreciate you. Come back and visit us. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 3 Central, and 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We certainly enjoyed you tuning in today. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless you.
Oh, Sister T.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. I don't know what happened earlier. Praise the Lord. I just praise and honor God for who he is. And I just wanted to thank Prophet Michael Davis. That was a very on-time word. God is truly ordering our steps. And I just thank God for what he's doing in my life. Thank God that he knows who to send sometimes.
Yeah.
sometimes we get discouraged in our walk with God. And when she said that God was going to restore back everything that the cankerer, almost had to pull over the car and just stop because I know I've been up against a lot, and I know God has been blessing me, and I know that he's trying to take me to the next level in him, and there's been a lot of distraction. But I just praise and honor God. He knows how to send his servants, and he knows when to send them. So I praise and honor God for that word on today. I know it was for me, and I just ask you to continue to pray for me. And as I pray for you guys, I really love y'all with all my heart, that I be the daughter that he called me to be. So I just thank
Sister,
God for the message, sir. Thank God.
Sister, can I add this one thing?
Yes.
You're going to need to go on a series of fasts, not just one. You're going to do one, but you're going to have to do more than one. In other words, you're going to maybe like on a consistent basis start doing 2 days a week. There are some things that have to be broken, that have to be destroyed, that have to be severed, and it's going to take a series of fasting. It's going to be a consistent pattern of fasting to completely destroy it. And God knows where you're trying to get to, but this is an instruction on how to get there.
Nah.
It's going to be necessary in order to accomplish it. Without this fasting, it can't happen.
Amen.
There's fasting required. See, some changes, some deliverances only come by fasting and prayer. That's why Jesus said, these kind only come forth by fasting and prayer. And in order to go down into the root and into the soil, fasting is required to get it done.
Amen. I receive that.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I need that word. Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless, Sister T. We're going to Minister Democrat.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise him, praise him. Amen. Order in your steps. Hallelujah. Amen. I enjoyed that message, man of God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. I'm reading what T.G. Jakes' book now, talking about redefining your instinct. Amen. And the man of God, like he was preaching, it's our instinct to try to solve stuff ourselves instead of pray first, instead of, like, talk to God first and whatnot. So, amen to God. So, I'm enjoying this message reminding us, amen to God, that, amen to God, we have to put God first. Sometimes we don't need to say anything. Amen, amen. And that's hard because I was looking at the miracle about going around the walls of Jericho. Not only did the wall, he had all those thousands of people to be quiet. Now, that's a miracle. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. And then God did a thing. So, amen. I'm just enjoying this message. Amen to God. And I'm enjoying the steps. Hallelujah. God is giving us in Jesus' name. God bless you, man of God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just want to add to what he was saying. We do have basic instincts, but the scriptures say we have a discerning. that goes higher than our natural instinct or even what's considered a spiritual instinct. There's a discerning that the Holy Ghost, that only the Holy Spirit can reveal. And
yes,
when we
God.
Tune in to the Holy Spirit, He will reveal things that we cannot even imagine.
All right.
That we cannot even imagine.
All right now, Holy Ghost.
And it takes
thank
us
you.
Out of ourselves into another realm, another dimension, because
yes,
then we're operating in what Paul said in the 8th chapter, we're walking then in the Spirit.
Uh-huh.
Woo! And that's how Jesus walked.
All right.
When Jesus was on this earth, he continuously walked in the Holy Spirit. And if we
all
can
right.
get there, then we can walk like he walked and talk like he talked and do what he did. My God. God bless you, brother.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God bless you. Sister Amy. Okay, we'll come back to it if we have time. Let's go to Sister Alba.
We should just listen. If they don't answer, they just listen sometimes, Sister Ruby.
Praise
okay.
the Lord. Can you guys hear me?
Oh, we can.
Yes.
Yes, I can hear you now, Sister Albertine.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, and powerful prophet Michael Davis.
Thank
you. It is so good to hear you back. That message was incredibly right on time. And I've just been praying and fasting, and that message is confirmation. And I just thank you for that word of God today. It just really spoke to my spirit, and I just praise the Lord, and I am seeking Him and trusting Him and believing Him and knowing that God is going to work it all out, and it has been worked out.
That's it.
In Jesus' mighty name.
You,
and I thank you.
Sister Albertine, may I just interrupt you for a second, please?
Sure.
In the message, Gideon was facing an enemy that was greater than him. The Bible says that they were spread out in the valley as sands of the seashore. In other words, as many sand as on the beach. You can't count them, it's so many. God said, I've already given you the victory over this enemy. But you going to have to follow my instructions.
Lord.
Now, whatever God tell you to do from this day forward, do it. God said, I've already given you the victory. Now, the word of God is true. He said, you already got the victory. It's yours. The only thing left, you follow his instructions.
Amen.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Sister Albertine.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. I praise you.
All
thank
the
you,
glory.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Of your presence.
Yes, Lord.
Sister Albertine.
Thank you. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, quite a few background noise with
I'm
you.
I'm sorry, I'm in the mall. Let me stop somewhere.
Sure, that's a blessing. We thank God for you. So you got the message. We're going to go, too, because it's a lot of static in there. Okay, then, God bless. We're going to Elder Peggy.
God bless you. Thank you, Michael Davis. Thank you so much.
Lord.
We're going to Elder Peggy Jones.
Yes, ma'am. I'm back on. I could not get my husband on. He must be out doing something. But I'll go ahead and give him the word. Go ahead, Prophet Davis.
Yes. Simply hold hands with your husband when he returns from his journey. Face your front door and decree and declare your 7 years of harvest to come forth in Jesus' name.
Yes, sir. Prophet and evangelist, I have something in my hand right now that I'm getting ready that I have to go deliver to somebody. And I need y'all to pray with me, being prayed with me that favor for this.
Hallelujah.
It's a situation I have before God that my husband and I have. And
okay.
we're seeking God's favor. favor, even as I'm getting ready to deliver into her hands right now. We're speaking favor.
Okay, this is what I want you to decree over that.
Yes, sir.
Three times out of your own mouth.
Yes, sir. Yes,
out of
sir.
Your own mouth, so that you will know that you have the authority, and we will stand
yes,
in agreement with your words. I want
yes,
you to
sir.
Simply declare, I have the victory, I have the victory, I have the victory in Jesus' name.
I have the victory, I have the victory, I have the victory in Jesus' name.
Yes, sir.
Are you willing to do it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here it is. I want you to repeat this prayer after me, and then I'm going to pray for you that the yokes are destroyed and that the demon is cast out. Repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I repent. For my sins. Wash me in your blood.
Cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
I believe.
You're the Son of God.
And you came to earth. To die on the cross. And you were buried. And on the third day, God raised Jesus from the dead. And Jesus.
I accept you into my life.
As my Lord. And my Savior. And my King. And my Father. Fill me.
With your Holy Spirit.
And I will follow you. All the days of my life. Now I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father in heaven, in Jesus, the devil, you heard her. Devil, you heard her. Sister, there's something else I have to ask you to repeat, please. This is very important. I want you to say, Satan. I renounce you. Get out of my life. I don't want you in my life. Go now. Jesus is my Lord.
Jesus.
I have chosen Jesus. Now, devil, go. In Jesus' name. Fill her with the Holy Ghost, Father, I ask you in Jesus' name. Satan, I've closed the door, and I forbid you to ever return into this vessel in the authority of the name of Jesus. I cancel your plans. I cancel your schemes. I cancel your tricks. I cancel your assignment this day for the glory of God in Jesus' name. I remind you, Satan, you have been defeated at Calvary on the cross according to the word of God. For this cause has the Son of Man been manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now go, Satan, I cast you out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Sister, say amen.
Amen.
It's done. How do you feel?
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. You told us we could cast out devils in your name, and they must obey us because it's your name, not our name. Jesus, we thank you for this captive person being set free because of the anointing. I thank you for the anointing to set the captive free and deliver those who are in the prison house out of the prison house. For the key of the kingdom is the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You said whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Satan, you're bound in Jesus' name. You cannot re-enter this vessel. We forbid it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Sister, just say hallelujah three times.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's it. I feel the deliverance of the Lord. I feel the deliverance. You got deliverance. That's why God had you to hear this message about deliverance. The Midianites tried to come back and take you captive. They tried to take you back into pills and alcohol. Glory to God. But God this day have set you free. And in the name of Jesus, in the authority of the name of Jesus, I take the desire away from you. I take the desire of drugs and alcohol away from you in Jesus' name. And I bind that demon of depression that has tried to come on you in the name of Jesus. And I rebuke the spirit of depression, and it goes forever in Jesus' name. And Father, not only let her career be maintained, but now, Father, from this day forward, let her career flourish for the glory of God. Let her career flourish for the glory of God. That which has been done in secret has now been revealed by the light. And now, because you brought it to the light, Jesus has set you free.
Jesus.
Amen?
Amen.
That's it. That's it.
Hallelujah.
I just want to hear you testify, because it's by the words of your mouth. Now, you tell me what happened. What do you feel? What happened?
I feel better. I feel like it's just been, something's just been wiped away.
I feel like
it's, somebody just took their hand and just wiped it off of me.
My God, you sound better. Don't she sound better, saints?
Yes, sir.
Ooh, you say you feel like someone has just wiped it all away.
Yeah, I just feel better. I feel like somebody just wiped it all away.
Hallelujah.
Sister, that's Jesus. He wiped your sins away 2,000 years ago at Calvary by the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
now, I want
Lord.
You to say this. I want you to say this three times. Say, I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved.
Hallelujah.
I'm saved.
In Jesus' name.
Glory.
Now, look, this is what I want you to do. I don't want you to think about it, and I don't want you to delay. I want you to run, and I want you to go get all the pills and all the alcohol. I want you to flush them down the toilet now. Amen?
Yeah.
I want you to hang up this phone. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes, sir.
I want you to run, and I want you to go get those pills and alcohol. Flush them down the toilet, and don't buy any more. You don't need them.
Yes,
amen?
Amen.
Now go! In Jesus' name. Whew. Glory. My God. Sister Bernard, that's mighty deliverance by the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
That's mighty deliverance. Mighty deliverance. She was bound by alcohol and drugs. See, sometimes you got to have them to confess what it is. Because, that devil got to be exposed. See, you got to expose the devil, so you got to confess. Well, what is it? See, you just can't say, well, I'm going through something. No. Well, what is it? See, so because once the demon is exposed, then he can come out because he's been exposed. That's why Jesus, when he came to that demonic man, he said, what is your name? See, who am I dealing with here? He said, Legion, for we are many. You got to expose the devil and who's operating in there and find out what's running that thing. You know, when you come to a door of the house, you say, well, is your mother home? Well, my mother's not here. Well, is your father home? See? You got to find out who's in that house. So praise the Lord, saints. That's just a little teaching on deliverance. Sometimes you have to ask questions to find out what devil is operating, and then once you find out the spirit, then you can deal with it effectively. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Now go get your...
Go pour out that stuff. Go ahead. What was you saying? Prophet Michael, did you say something?
No, I was just telling, if she was still on the line, to go pour that stuff out.
The line is open. The red is on. I don't know, was it?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Sister Dawn. Whew.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, praise the Lord. That's Sister Dawn. Praise the Lord, Sister Dawn.
Yeah, I just left my patient. I'm in the room in here, sitting in the chair. I was praising the Lord and thanking Jesus, and the lady, she confessed with her mouth, and she told, and she said she don't feel, she feel much better. That is a blessing. Look how God is. Isn't God awesome? He's so awesome. All the glory go to him.
That's right.
In the name of Jesus.
All the glory go to Jesus.
Did you have a prayer request or a job or whatever?
Pray for Jarvis continually, and my mother, my family, and my daughter who's supposed to get, pray for her for a job, in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Now, mother, this is what I want you to do, too. Like I told the woman in Florida, you have authority in the spirit, and you also have favor with God and man. Amen? In Jesus' name. What I would like you to do, if you will agree, simply speak over your family the things that you declare and decree. In other words, you will declare that there is no demonic possession in my family. My family will not be sick in Jesus' name.
Amen.
My family walks in health and in healing in Jesus' name. They are the head, not the tail. My daughter has a good job, a good paying job. Devil, you cannot come against this family because it's already been bought by Jesus Christ. And it has been sold out to Jesus Christ. So, devil, there's no room for you. Get out of this family forever in Jesus' name. We denounce you, Satan, in Jesus' name. You will have no place in this family. Ha! We break every generational curse in the name of Jesus. From the 14th generation on down to this one, we break everything that was not of God. And if they did it in ignorance, we still sever the tie. And now we apply the blood of Jesus over this family line. We apply the blood of Jesus over the whole family line in the name of Jesus. And now anything that's not of God is broken, destroyed, decreed, declared, dead in Jesus' name. And now the living Spirit of God, who is Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost, lives in this family line from this day and until Jesus returns. The Holy Ghost sweeps through the line of this family and everything else is canceled. This day, in Jesus' name, the Midianites will no longer have authority to take, to steal, and to destroy from this family. But now, the blessing of the Lord, the blessing of Abraham, is decreed over this family. And all things now shall change. The ones that are not saved and been rebelling against God shall come in and give their life to Jesus Christ. For the kingdom of God's sake, and in Jesus' name, I decree and declare it. Disobedience is destroyed, is broken, is severed, is cast out in Jesus' name. And obedience is now decreed over this family in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory, 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 glory.
All at all times.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I'm going to thank God. Is that everybody, Sister Ruby?
Yes, I think Elder Peggy came back on Jones. I wondered if she has something to say.
Well, she already came. She came on. We already gotten her.
I know she's back on.
Okay, well, she's probably just still listening.
Okay,
man, you could open our line. I don't know if she, if there was anything, any other instructions.
No, ma'am. I'm just still praising God for the victory.
All right, Minister Jones.
I had dropped the call. I had to get back on.
Okay. All right. Okay, Sister Ruby, you can have final remarks, and then I'm going to ask Prophet David. And some special prayer requests myself.
Well, go ahead. I had already mentioned
it. Go ahead and give your remarks, Sister Ruby.
What can I say? The Lord is worthy to be all the praise of the prophet, Michael Davis. I say, Lord, he sent everybody here for deliverance, to get right, and let you know that. What do you say? That 7 years that
yes.
did under. Open that door, and they coming back. Everything the Lord promised you, even though you can't see it, you know it's
yes.
there. As long as you live
yes.
holy and right and working for the kingdom of the Lord. So pray my strength in the Lord. Prophet Michael Davis, we're so excited. With the anointing that the Lord gives. I mean, just the words and the different ministries that the Lord set up here. Now, you just went with the deliverance ministry. So I
yes.
say, Lord, I thank you, because if you didn't know what to do or how to do, he's just showing us different ways, which we think we may have it right, but we may not have it right. So we just praise the Lord for you and the anointing that's inside of you from Jesus Christ. God bless.
Glory
Thank
to God.
You.
Sister Ruby, you my friend to the end.
Yeah.
Because that's why we're going to win.
Okay.
You
amen.
Just keep praying because God answers your prayers.
Amen. Woo, glory. I felt
he
that.
Go, Shatta. Don't think he don't answer your prayers now. He
Woo.
Said the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, it may not happen when you think it should, but God answers your prayers.
All right. Hallelujah. So
that's powerful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Woo.
Hallelujah. We had a wonderful time on the line. That was certainly an anointed prophetic word that went forward today. Amen. I have to go back later and listen to the entirety of the message again. Amen. But I'm going to I'm requesting special prayer for my sister Danielle, my son Jamar, and I certainly want to pray for this citywide crusade and the ministry launch in September. Then had a few, not a few, but, you know, kind of delayed in some things that I'm planning. So I'm a little bit behind schedule. So I want you to really pray for those that are coming to speak in this event and even those that we are going to witness to during this crusade. I want souls to come in and give their lives to the Lord. That's my desire. We don't have a registration fee. We're not charging anything. The Lord blessed us where we're able to utilize the venue. And, of course, we certainly want to be a blessing to the man of God that extended that to us. So I want you to pray for the success of this citywide crusade and this ministry launch here in New Orleans, Prophet Davis.
Amen, amen, amen. First, we start off with Danielle, your sister, Father. I simply talk to you in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you that you always hear my prayers for your glory, for your honor, and for your name's sake. Father, you know the circumstance regarding Danielle, and we decree and declare liberty, complete freedom in the name of Jesus in every area of her life. And, Father, let it come forth as a mighty testimony, glory to God, where many, many, many people will hear this testimony and be blessed by the testimony and the perseverance. For you said in your word, you would not put more on us than we are able to bear. So, Father, we thank you now that you will move swiftly and speedily, as it were, by your hand to glory God, set the captive free and to deliver those who are in darkness and in the prison house to bring them out. In the name of Jesus, for your glory, for your word declares it. That's why the anointing came forth, to set the captive free and those who have been unjustly sentenced, Father, in the name of Jesus. And now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you in advance for making her latter end greater than her former. Glory to God, and restoring in her life the years that the locust, the cankerworm, the palmer worm, and the caterpillar had eaten up. And we command a cease and desist to the raving locusts and the Midianites who would come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you. Loose her and let her go. We command you in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Father, for doing it. Thank you, Father, for doing it. Thank you, Father, for doing it. And now, Lord, grant her, as it were, Lord, the necessary audience to tell her story. To tell her story. Grant the audience. Grant the publicity. Grant the media that the story may be told to bring deliverance to many. Mando Korea Sata. Ikobo Sata. My God, I saw her standing before microphones. And a crowd of people. I saw her standing before microphones and a crowd of people. Ikobo Sata. Ikobo Sata. I saw it. In the name of Jesus, Halaboshe, Andiriyosika, God gonna do it. Saw her standing before microphones and a crowd of people. Thank you, Father. Thank you for doing it.
Oh,
Thank you for doing it, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory. She got a story to tell. That's why her name is Danielle, because she got a story to tell. Hey! Glory to God.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amano Shende O Carabario Sande.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
It's done. It's already done. May not see it today, but God said it's already done. I've given you the victory over the Midianites. Said I.
Oh, glory.
God is good.
Thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
We pray for Lamar.
Jesus, hallelujah.
My God, I feel the anointing on that. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
good God.
Lord. Hallelujah. That's your name. Glory.
Such a mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Such a mighty God we serve. The Midianites. The Midianites are destroyed.
Hallelujah.
The Midianites are defeated. It may look like it's more of them than us, but God said, with the few, I'm giving you the victory.
Yes, God.
Ikobo Shata.
With the few,
you're going to have the victory.
Oh, glory.
My God from heaven. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
I pray for Lamar. Father, you know what he's facing. You know what he's dealing with. You know what he's going through.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Break every chain, Father. Open every door.
Yes, God.
Open every door that you want him to go through, and close every door that he don't need to be around. Shut it.
Yes, God.
And dead bolt it where he can't go back in it. Close the door on him where he has said, what is happening to me? Break him. Break him. And then shut the door. Take him and shut the door. And then put him in the door he's supposed to be in.
Oh, hallelujah.
My God, and every chain that's on his life is destroyed because of the anointing.
Thank you.
Where he cannot resist it, because greater is God than man. Do it where he cannot resist, Father. Do it where he cannot resist.
Yes,
in Jesus' name, where he will completely surrender to your will. And fill him with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Fill him with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that it is done. In the mighty name of Jesus. And that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. And, Father, you will take what the devil meant for evil, and you will turn it around for your glory and for his good. In Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
My God, my God, my God, my God. And it is so. It is so in Jesus' name. My God. He coming out. He don't have no choice. He coming out in the name of Jesus. He kobosha. Coming out.
Hallelujah.
Coming out. Who can resist God? Hey, no Moshe.
Oh, hallelujah.
Who can resist God? Nobody.
Oh, glory God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. My God from heaven. And Father, I pray for this citywide revival. I pray for it to the degree that, Father, you know that souls in that area need to be saved.
Yes, God.
And Father, there are many that have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof.
Yes.
Father, let this revival represent a turning point in the lives of many where they need to recommit their life to you, Jesus.
Yes,
they've heard the gospel, they've been around the gospel, but they have not submitted to the gospel. And Father, because of that, there's chaos in their life.
Yes,
and they think they're serving God, but you can't serve God halfway. It's either all or nothing. Glory. It's either all or nothing. And so, Father, let this Atobosha, my God, boy, one day we're going to have to do an all or nothing conference. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that they, at this city revival, and as they go witnessing, Father, they will make a new declaration that they surrender. They've already said they confess you, but now it's time to surrender all in the name of Jesus. Let it be so that everyone that comes into this conference has a heart set and a mindset to not only confess you, but to surrender all to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let the funds be there. Let the money be there. Let the contributors and the sponsors be there. Let the people come in the name of Jesus for the north, the south, the east, and the west. Let them come, Father, in the name of Jesus. And let many souls be saved, Father, in the name of Jesus for your glory. Turn it around, Father, what the devil is trying to block. Stop him. In the Midianites, we put a stop to you in Jesus' name from trying to hinder this. Midianites, we have the victory over you in the name of Jesus. We command us. Cease and a desist order in the name of Jesus against you, devil. A cease and a desist order against this citywide revival. And now, Father, cause it to spring forth in the name of Jesus from this day on, and let it get back on schedule, back on track. Let everything work out right. Let there be peace and no struggle and no battles. Let there be peace in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Let all the speakers show up. Not one cancellation in the name of Jesus. Shandoro Korosa. It shall be so. For you've already given us the victory. You've already given us deliverance. You've already proclaimed that we have the deliverance and the victory over the Midianites, the ones that tried to hinder and stop and block the harvest. And Lord, the harvest is souls for your kingdom. It shall not be delayed. It shall not be hindered. And it shall not be denied. In Jesus' name. My God from glory. My God from glory. My God.
Jesus. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
My God.
It's done.
We know it's done already. Look, you may not see it. I was going to call you Dr. Bernard, but glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We call those things to be not as though they were. I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway. Dr. Bernard, we don't see it just like Gideon and Israel didn't see the victory against the Midianites. But God has said, you already have the victory.
Glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus.
You didn't see it. You didn't see it.
Hallelujah.
That's an anointing on that. That's an anointing on that. That's an anointing on that word. Thank you, Jesus. There's an anointing on that word. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. My God, my God. There it is. There it is. There it is. Liberty. Liberty. Freedom. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you to the woman of God out of Florida.
Hallelujah.
Evangelist Bernard?
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Yes.
The Lord told me to tell you to go prepare toiletries, go get clothes, go get a ride, and keep your phone lines open. Because your sister is about to call you. She's on her way home. Be prepared for her because she's coming home, and it's going to be in day.
Lord, hallelujah.
Evangelist, you have blessed me just by knowing you, Evangelist.
I'm just blessed to be in your presence. I'm just
Lord
blessed to be on this call. You have blessed me too. They blessed me today. I'm talking about when a sister was discouraged on today. When a sister got report. One report say this, and then I get a report from the prophet and from you. Victory. I got open doors is what he's saying. Open doors. Open doors. Open doors.
Yes.
I can't let it go. I know y'all got to get up this call, but.
Open doors, though.
I'm driving. I got the victory. I'm saying open doors.
All right.
Woo! And you know he can't open doors for me. He can't open doors to give me the victory if he don't give it to the one that's ahead of me. It comes down Aaron's beard. So you've been the evangelist on the call. Over this call, this is your ministry. You know he got to open up doors for you first, and then he got to. You know he got to give you the victory first, and then he's gonna come down and saturate the one that's up under you. Sister Ruby, Prophet Michael. I'm just saying, Mr. Sister Darlene, all the ones that's on the call. You know that when it comes, the blessing comes. You know that when it comes down, it falls down Aaron Beard.
Glory, 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 glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God. That's powerful. That's powerful.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
God got this. God got this thing worked out. He got it worked out. He got it worked out.
Thank you, Jesus.
He got it worked out. God got it worked out.
Yes, he does.
He got it.
Yes,
it's already worked out.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
My God, he got it worked out. He's 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 got it worked out. Now, the only thing we need as human beings is one thing. Well, actually, it's two things, but they really one. It's called understanding. But in understanding, we have wisdom.
Wisdom.
Yeah. So wisdom and understanding, they twins.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh, they twins. They work together, wisdom and understanding. That's all we need is wisdom and understanding. Wisdom and understanding. And the wisdom that cometh from above.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God from heaven. This thing is beautiful. What the Lord is doing is beautiful. I see beauty. I see nothing but beauty. What the Lord is doing and has done is beautiful. It is beautiful. It is beautiful. It is very beautiful what the Lord is doing. Very beautiful.
Yes, sir.
It's beautiful. I'm talking, it's beautiful. What the Lord is doing is beautiful. Everything he does is beautiful. Yes. It's beautiful what he's doing. Beautiful.
Hallelujah.
My God from heaven. Boy, I feel such an anointing and a peace at the same time.
Yes. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Time I think about you,
remember this important thing, that whenever you speak, speak it from a position of victory. When you see a thing, speak, you have victory over that thing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
When you speak, you have the victory over that thing.
Yes, sir.
Because it's going to be determined by the words of your mouth.
Yes, sir.
Gideon had to declare to Israel that he had the victory over the Midianites before they even went to battle. He went back to the camp and told them, "The Lord has given us the victory." Before they went to battle. We have to declare that we have the victory before we enter into any kind of battle. My God from heaven. Amen.
Oh, God in heaven.
Who is that anointed woman talking?
Sister Dawn.
That's my Sister Dawn in Texas.
Yeah,
that woman is anointed. Out of all them voices, watch this. Out of all them voices on the phone, I heard that voice, and it was anointed. Who is that?
Sister Dawn. Sister Dawn, Evangelist Bernard's sister.
Well, say on. say on.
Sister Dawn?
Yes.
Oh. Prophet Michael was talking to you.
I didn't know my line was still open. I'm sorry. I was just looking at a pepper book.
Of him is open. Don't be sorry. He heard you. He said, you're anointed, my Prophet Michael. There goes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank
out
you.
Out of all the other voices that I was hearing, and then I heard your voice.
Oh,
and I said, who is that woman?
God is good.
That's an anointing on your life. You are a prayer warrior. You are an intercessor, my God, from heaven, and you got favor with God.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You got
Guess
favor
what?
With
I
God.
I received that in the name of Jesus. I received
yeah.
that in the name of Jesus.
You're highly favored with God. You're highly favored with God.
Oh, thank you.
See, there's two kinds of favor. There's favor. And then there's highly favored.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, you highly favored with God.
Oh, that's a blessing. That is a blessing.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You start praying for stuff and see it come to pass.
Oh, I have, and I'm going to keep on.
I know that's right.
A lot of stuff I prayed for and came to pass. Thank you, Lord.
All right.
Thank you.
That's what I'm talking
Amen.
About.
Mm-hmm. And I'm still doing the same thing. Going to keep on praying.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
God is a prayer answering God. And there are just certain people that have, because of their years of labor of love and their relationship with God, he simply responds to certain people quicker than others because they have been devoted to him. They have been devoted to him. Uh-huh. And because they have been devoted to him, it's like when Jesus prays. This is what Jesus said. He looked up to heaven, and he said, O Father, I thank thee that thou always hear my prayer.
Yes.
Now, what that establishes is a confidence that knowing not only are you going to hear this prayer, but you're going to answer it because according to 1 John 5:14, this is the confidence that we have in him that if we ask anything according to his will, then we know he heareth us.
Oh, Lord, thank you.
My God from heaven.
Oh, Father, thank you.
My God from heaven. That's your scripture. That's your scripture. See, that's the confidence that you have when you go boldly before the throne of the King, your Father, and say, Daddy, now look, this is what I need to get taken care of.
Hallelujah.
Daddy, now look, this is what I need to get taken care of. Now, you want me to call the angels or you want me to let you send them? Some people can talk to God in certain ways because they're close to him. Father, do you want me to send the angels? Do you want me to loose the angels and send them on this assignment? Or do you want to do it?
Oh, thank you, Lord.
My God from heaven. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You can get so close to God and talk to him. See, Moses rebuked God. He was so close to him. He said, you can't destroy these people. Because God was going to destroy the children of Israel because they was rebellious and disobedient. And God said, well, I'm going to wipe them off the face of the earth, and I'm going to give you some more to work with. And Moses told him, no, you can't do it. And God repented that he was going to do that. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, Lord.
So it depends on how close you are with God because, see, it's just like having a friend. Now, if you're not too close to that friend, you can't really get in their business. You know, the person will say, well, I don't know you like that. But if you know the person well enough, you can say, look, if I was you, I wouldn't do that. See? You can be so close to God where you can talk to him in a certain way. Well, Father, you want me to release the angels or you want to do it? And God might say something like, well, it's not time yet, son. Okay, Father, you want to let me know when it's time, or you want me to just wait on you and then allow you to just do it, or do you want to tell me when to do it? What's your instruction? Son, I'll tell you when to do it. Just wait. It'll be a little while, but just wait. See? Thank you, Jesus. It's all good. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Rise from your rest. I'm going to sing this little song, and then I'm going to close out in prayer.
Okay.
Be blessed by praise as we glory in your embrace, and let your presence now fill this place. Hallelujah. It's all about the presence of God, see? And that's what I want. That's what I want, is the anointing. So, Father, we thank you for today and everybody that came on the line and everybody that heard your word. And may they hide that word in their heart that they might not sin against you. Father, may they go forth and decree and declare that they have the victory over the Midianites, and the 7 years of famine and the 7 years of being robbed of their harvest would be quickly restored unto them. In the name of Jesus, I'm not going to call out months, times, or anything like that. But, Father, I'm simply going to say, restore unto them the years that the locust, the cankerworm, the palmerworm, and the caterpillar hath eaten up. Yes. And, Father, we thank you that you will restore it, not in bits and pieces, but at one time.
Yes, Lord.
All at one time with interest.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus.
And so, Father, we will speak in agreement with your word that we have victory over the Midianites because the Lord had delivered him into our hands. And we know that the Midianites is the devil. Because the Lord hath delivered him into our hands. And the king were slain on the rock and at the wine press. The rock is Jesus Christ. The wine press is the Holy Ghost. So now we have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for the victory. We receive it. We receive it. We receive it. This day, the 24th day of June of 2014, according to the Gregorian calendar, we receive it. Our full restoration of the 7 years that the Midianites have stolen our harvest. And we want it all back with interest. The Bible says if a thief is caught, he have to repay seven times. The thief has been caught. He got to repay seven times. Oh, oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
My God, God is so good. I bless God for everyone on this line in the name of Jesus. Thank you for receiving what God has given you. Read over those scriptures. Read it again and read it again and simply declare what God have already done for you. He's delivered the enemy into your hands.
Right now.
In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, we bless the Lord. We're going to continue on with this subject matter. So tune in to complete the week. We thank God for you, Prophet Davis. It was a blessing. It was an anointed word today. We just thank God for his favor being upon our lives. Amen. We thank God for the man of God, and we ask for every blessing that he pronounced to us, that God would do the same and greater for him. in the mighty name of Jesus. So God bless you all. We'll see you all tomorrow. Sister Ruby, God bless. Thank you, Lord.
It's a blessed anointing. Our automatic. GMWA1. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Close it out.